Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. You know, I've been harping ever since the raid on, you know, Mar-a-Lago, the threats that have been coming from people on the right towards the FBI. And I've been asking, why won't the FBI and the government do something about these threats from these whacked out, you know, people, many of whom are armed and, you know, and in front of the FBI facilities, and the threats are ramping up more and more and more. And, you know, people may say, well, yeah, freedom of speech. Yeah, it's freedom of speech. Well, yeah, to a certain degree. You know, you people are mixed up. You know, we just take for granted the thought that we can say whatever it is we want to say in this country and that there's no repercussions for it. I remember, man, when I was you know I'm getting old when I keep saying I remember when I was young. But I do remember when I was young, believing that we had freedom of speech. And so, you know, didn't matter if you were on the job, that you had freedom of speech. And so you could say basically what you wanted to say. And in my ignorance, was bliss because, you know, I was telling the truth like I am wanting to do. And somebody said to me, man, you keep talking like that, you're going to get fired. An older guy, right? And I said, man, what are you talking about? I have freedom of speech. I'm not lying on anybody. This is the truth I'm talking. He said, well, yeah, it may be the truth, but you're working for a company, and, you know, you are limited on the things you can say when you're working for somebody else. Your freedom of speech doesn't supersede the fact that you work for somebody. That limits what it is you can say. So anyway, why am I talking about that? Because, you know, these foolish people who keep making these threats to the FBI, finally, here's one guy who, you know, brought down the wrath. He was calling for the wrath of the FBI, and he got it. Listen to what he had to say. Come and get me, you piece of, you know, excrement, feds. On Monday, he was in handcuffs. So this guy, Adam Bies, has been, you know, writing all of this, these horrible and threatening statements. He allegedly vowed to murder as many federal agents as possible before they got him. Come and get me, you piece of excrement, he wrote on social media. I'm going to effing slaughter you. On Monday, the 46-year-old Adam Bies found himself in handcuffs instead. The self-described UX design leader, marketing ace, adventure photographer, and storyteller began posting violent threats in the days following the FBI search of former President Donald Trump's home in Florida. Every single piece of excrement who works for the FBI in any capacity, from the director down to the janitor who cleans their effing toilets, deserves to die. Bies posted August 10th on the right-wing social network Gab under the screen name Blank Focus. The complaint states, you've declared war on us and now it's open season on you. In another post that day, Bies allegedly wrote, hey feds, we the people cannot wait to water the trees of liberty with your blood. I'll be waiting for you to kick down my door. On August 11th, the FBI National Threat Operations section social media exploitation team received a tip from a nonprofit organization about Blank Focus. The group had become alarmed by a post that read, "I already know I'm going to die at the hands of these pieces of excrement, child molesting, law enforcing scumbags," according to the complaint. "My only goal is to kill more of them before I drop. I will not spend one second of my life in their custody." So, he asked them to kick in his door, and that's exactly what they did. They kicked in his door. They handcuffed him. They've taken him to jail. And now all of that bravado, he's going to pay a price for that. And all the others who are doing that exact same thing should be leery of what happened to one Mr. Buys. Because you can hide behind social media a little bit. That's why when people go and spend all that time and effort and say all the things they say on social media, what makes them think that nobody's paying any attention to them? You are ignorant if you think that you can say whatever it is you want to say and there's no price to be paid. You don't have to, you know, take Earl's, information on that. Why don't you just look up and see if you can contact Mr. Adam Buys, and he'll tell you. Hey, Earl is right. Don't you do it. Got to go to a break. 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. You're tuned into the Earl Ingram Show. We'll be right back.